The highly decorated player and coach of the New Orleans Saints defensive backs, Aaron Glenn's with us. Coach, first of all, it feels in some ways like we've reached that point in camp where it is really difficult to stay mentally sharp here in this heat and the timing of between preseason games.
You know what, you're right, but I think it's the best part of camp because you start seeing the guys who are mentally tough enough to be able to handle it, and especially here in New Orleans when the weather's hot, it's humid. We got to be able to play and step up in these situations. And that usually happens, and I think Vince Lombardi said it best, fatigue makes cowards out of all of us. So we just try to preach those things to our players and let them understand that, listen, when you're tired, you got to be able to push through it.
Aaron, can you give me some sense of what you started to realize about your group in the secondary?
I think the one thing that we will do is compete, and that's what we stress. You know, at the end of the day, the technique might not be perfect. The position of our feet might not be perfect, but if you compete and play as hard as you can, a lot of times that can overcome some of the things. Now, technique is important, and we preach that, but just being able to compete, playing and play out, that's the most important thing to us right now.
In a lot of ways, that seems to reflect your personality, whether it be as a coach or when you played.
Well, I've always had an aggressive mentality, that's just part of my DNA, so... I just want to see my guys go out there and play. And I think Pete does a good job. Lee does a good job. We all preach the same thing to these guys, and I think it starts to show on the field.
Can you give us some sense as to the step that some of the guys that got thrown into the fire last year have taken and now find themselves maybe in a larger role? And I guess I'm referring to guys like Devontae Harris and Ken Crawley specifically.
I think the good thing that those guys have experienced last year was playtime and understanding the scheme. And I think the one thing that those guys realized from last year, that the NFL is totally different than college. And you're playing against a good player week in and week out. So there's no drop-off at all. I think this year these guys are coming in with that mentality. Listen, I got to be the best player I can be on every snap, every play. It doesn't matter, rain, snow, or sleet. You know, I got to be the best. And it's helping those guys. The thing that we got to do is continue to do that week in and week out, like days like this, you know, because, listen, it's easy to do it when you feel good, but those days when you don't feel good, that's when it tests your character.
What's the skill that you've seen them excel at, perhaps, and maybe something that they still need to work on?
Competing.
Yeah.
Competing, hands down. I mean, that's the skill that those guys realize. I mean, it's always in them, but sometimes you got to bring it out to do it week in and week out.
Is there a guy in this group that maybe hasn't caught the average viewer's eye like mine that maybe has turned your head a little bit?
You know what? Honestly, I would say the whole secondary has. Each one of them has different skill sets that they try to tap into, and we as coaches try to make sure we understand what those skill sets are and make them do what they do best. I can honestly say that each player in that back end, I mean, they're doing exactly what we're coaching them to do. They're doing exactly what we expect them to do. Now, there's errors in and out. You know, that's to be expected from a young group.
Yeah.
But as far as the things that we're preaching, as far as competing, as far as the technique stuff, I think they're all, from the safeties to the corners, they're all doing a good job.
It's certainly noticeable watching whenever it's receivers versus DBs, whether it's the spiking of the football back and forth, the intensity or the, maybe I should say, the liveliness of that competition has been awfully entertaining.
Well, here's the thing. I love the receivers that we go against. I mean, those guys make us a lot better. And they get involved in the competition. We get involved in the competition. The coaches get involved in the competition. And that's what this game is about at the end of the day. You know, it's competition. And when you have two groups going at each other like that, it's only going to make each side better. So we try to bring that energy every day. We try to bring some type of competitive deal to where, you know, if you do this, you get this. It's some type of award at the end of the day. And hopefully we can continue to do that.
Does the barking with you and Curtis Johnson extend beyond the playing field? Does it happen in the hallways every once in a while? You two seem to be good foils for each other.
We miss it. Me and CJ are the best of the best as far as friends. And we understand sometimes you have to do that to get the guys going. But I tell you what, he's a heck of a coach. He's been coaching for a long time. And shoots, when he say things, I listen so I can understand what receivers are trying to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he does the same when I'm talking to my guys. So I think he's a heck of a coach, man. And I love the fact that me and him can go back and forth at each other. And then once we get in the locker room, it's what's up? What are we going to go eat tonight? What are we going to sit in the lunchroom and sit down and eat together? So he's an outstanding coach.
Lastly, two things about this upcoming week. Mm-hmm. Number one, the value of joint practices with another team. Can you help us, put into perspective of what we should expect or want out of those?
Just going against new guys. Just going against new guys, being able to compete against new guys, and also bringing what we do on this practice field into another situation and being able to create the same thing that we're trying to do on our practice field. You can't be one way here and to be another way in a game, another way when you get to L.A. or Denver, it doesn't matter. You know, we're trying to create a level of consistency week in and week out. It doesn't matter where we go. We travel with this. We play at home with this. You know, that's just what we try to do.
And what, Coach, finally will you be demanding from your players as far as improvement from preseason game number one to next Sunday's preseason game number two?
You just said it, improvement. As easy as that.
Seems awfully broad, Coach.
That's what it is. That's the truth. We have a young group, and I want to see them improve every week. And if we do that, we'll be on the right track.